Elise Thede is joining us right now. She is the Elisa Thede is the curator for the latest exhibit over at the Hennepin History Museum, Votes for Women. It opens up on Tuesday, on Election Day, November 5th, and it's going to be running until July 5th. And Elisa is kind enough to join us right now and talk about the exhibit. Hi, Elisa.
Hi, thanks for having me.
My pleasure. Thank you very much for the time. For a lot of people, I think that, of course, we know a lot about the Minnesota History Museum and the various satellite museums they have. But the Hennepin History Museum, that's been around for quite a few years. As a matter of fact, from the 1930s, I believe, right?
Yes, 1939.
39. And you're located, you're kind of right near where the Minneapolis Institute of Arts is, right there, right?
Yeah, we're at 2303 3rd Avenue South, just a block away from the Institute.
What is talk a little bit about the museum as a whole, just the general focus on why did you feel it was important to focus on Hennepin's history individually?
Yeah, well, we've been the Hennepin County Historical Society, as you said, for a very long time. We operate not only as a museum but also a research library and event space, and we preserve the stories of the residents of Hennepin County.
And it is a history. What is really cool about the history of the area is it has been somewhat dramatic. It has changed. There's a lot to talk about as you talk about history, and that kind of brings us to the exhibit you guys got coming in here, starting on Tuesday. Talk a little bit about this, Votes for Women. It's basically the 100th anniversary of the ratification of the amendment to give women the right to vote.
Yes, this exhibit's focus, of course, specifically on the fight for suffrage here in Hennepin County. So we really focus on a time frame from about 1868 up to 1919, because that's the year that Minnesota became the 15th state to ratify the 19th Amendment.
And one of the things that's interesting as you talk about it is that I think it's interesting to get the idea of what things were like for women who wanted to vote prior to the ratification, because they were allowed to vote just in very specific circumstances, correct?
Correct, yes. Women were given the right to vote in school board elections in 1875, and then they were given the right to vote for library board elections in 1898, but couldn't vote in anything else besides that up until 1920.
There's got to be some pretty atrocious speeches that were out there that were given by dudes that were like, yeah, we can't let them vote. It's hard to kind of – one of the things I think is hard about history is coming to grips with, as much as people like to look at the good old times, right, a lot of the times the good old times weren't good for a lot of people. Were there some speeches that took place during that time where men were basically saying, no, women should not have this right, and they'll fight to the death to prevent them from being able to vote?
Certainly men gave a lot of those speeches. What's really interesting, too, is there were a fair amount of women who were anti-suffragists and didn't think women should have the right to vote. In our exhibit, we actually feature an anti-suffragist by the name of Lavinia Coppett Gilfillan, who is the head of one of the suffrage organizations that existed in Hennepin County. And so that's what I think is really interesting, is a lot of people don't realize that not all women thought that women should have the right to vote.
Well, but isn't that a predecessor of what we have today? I mean, you've had many women, particularly of the conservative ilk, who have railed against the Equal Rights Act, equal pay for women, stuff like this, that women will be out there arguing, so, wait, we don't need to fix this problem. And you're like, really? Because, that would seem like, I would like to have the right to vote, but they, did she ever give a reason for what her basis of the foundation of her beliefs that women should not have the right to vote?
Oh, certainly there were a lot of reasons, but not necessarily arguments. I mean, some of them were that it would cause greater antagonism between the sexes, or that a woman's role as wife and mother was far more important than anything else, and that she wouldn't have time to participate in politics. There was some racist beliefs that said, well, if you give women the right to vote, you're also giving African-American and immigrant women the right to vote, and we can't do that. So there were a lot of reasons given.
but none of them good.
None of them good, exactly.
like you said, there are reasons. They weren't arguments. They just basically they wanted to throw this and let everyone, it has to be this way. Let's talk a little bit about the exhibit. You do have some interesting things there. The voting sewing machine from 1899. How in the world do you even keep something like that to where it's available for you guys to be able to display?
You know, it's a bit of a mystery how it got saved. It was last used by the city of Minneapolis in the gubernatorial election of 1914. And after that, the technology became obsolete because in 1914, they needed a machine that would allow women to vote for school and library elections, but would prevent them from casting a ballot for any other election. And it's about 500 pounds of cast iron, so it's shocking that it was able to survive. It came to our museum in 1939 by an alderman, but I have no idea how they managed to keep it even up until that point because it's kind of a beast.
Well, I mean, they just didn't move it.
Right. Yeah, it got saved somewhere. I know that it is very rare. I'm not sure how many others like it exist. But most of them got sold for scrap metal, and this one got saved.
Well, and that's – you see, but it's stuff like that that is so important because, you know, discrimination is – it's one thing to read about it, to be told about it. It's to look at historical photographs or something like that. But to actually see a machine that was designed to basically stop women from voting in elections and see that, yeah, this is what your reality was 100-plus years ago, it's a wonderful piece of the exhibit, but it's also it really does bring you it to you that this is something that is, you know, really was a horrible time that we just, you know, the fact that that we actually had to go down that path.
Certainly.
Yeah. Suffrage Saturday. This is coming up on November 16th. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, so it'll actually be going on for the run of the whole exhibit. We have monthly what we're calling Suffrage Saturdays. It'll explore the topic of suffrage and related topics with educational activities. In addition to that, throughout the run of the entire exhibit, we'll also have events called Centennial Conversations that'll be held both in the museum and across the county. And what the aim with these is to have people relate what we're talking about in the exhibit to modern day issues.
Well, and I think that that's the important part because obviously no one who was able to vote in that first time election is around still today. I mean, that's just too many years. And so I think the important part in the way that you really can bring this history forward is, as we talked about earlier in this conversation, apply it, what we learned from there, to the discussions that are happening today and realize that there still is a lot of carryover that is still here that people can obviously work with.
Right, exactly. And that is one thing that we hope to leave people with. We actually pose a number of what we're calling enduring questions at the close of the exhibit to kind of help frame kind of the types of issues and topics that we hope people will leave and start to think about.
Alyssa Thede is once again the curator for the latest exhibit over at the Hennepin History Museum, Women Votes for Women. It opens up on Tuesday, November 5th. If people are interested, what are the hours over there at the Hennepin History Museum?
Most days we're open 1 to 5. On Tuesdays we're open 10 to 2. We're open late night on Thursdays, and we are also free to the public on the first Thursday of every month.
Ooh, there you go, first Thursday of every month, which would be next Thursday, the 2 days after the exhibit opens. There you go. So people can go and enjoy that even as well. Once again, stop on by the Hennepin History Museum. It's on 3rd Avenue, just north of the AMIA, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, there you go. On 3rd Avenue South, stop on by there. Alyssa Thede, thank you very much. I really appreciate the time today.
Thank you for having me.
My absolute pleasure. Alyssa Thede is the Hennepin History Museum curator for the latest exhibit over there. Once again, it's Votes for Women, opens up on Tuesday. We'll take a break. Come on back. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.